Since humans first walked across this sun-kissed land, one humble creation has brought us together as a nation. It's part of our heritage, our beaches and backyards, and now one man will make sure all that history goes up in smoke.
I have to do this training course for a barbecue competition.
What about the kids?
Get out of my kitchen! If we're going to beat Andre Montblanc, you're going to need to lift your game. No more of this crappity backyard Aussie bollocks.
That barbecue's been in my family for hundreds of years. Not letting me use that barbecue would be like, I don't know, taking the bat off Bradman.
Dazza.
Hey, Shane, how you going, mate?
It would be weird not to call you Dazza, seems I am a Dazza in the film.
You are a Dazza in the film, and I do get called Dazza a lot too, so it...
Good.
It works well, mate. I appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your busy day to have a quick chat with me. How's it all going?
Yeah, no worries, mate. No worries. Yeah, great, mate. Yeah, good. Yeah, we kind of hit the ground running today. So just been kind of chatting with good folks about the film, which is always good fun, to be honest, because, it's one thing to make a film, but you know, sometimes it's nice to spend some time chatting to people about it and getting them excited so they can tell other people to look at it.
Yeah, no, definitely, for sure. Now, you do know, because you've done a film about barbecuing and cooking the perfect steak, now at every barbecue from here to eternity, you're going to be that one having to cook it.
No, well, see, the thing is, so I don't reckon Tom Cruise after Top Gun had to fly fighter jets. So I'm still going to stand back and let other people do the cooking because I'm terrified now people will expect great things. Having said that, Manu has given me some hot tips on how to actually get it right on a barbecue, which I'm going to start following from now on.
Yeah, I would too. So what was the experience like working on this film? Because you've got a great cast that you're working with. You've got a good director, and obviously you shot in a great town as well. So what was the experience like for you?
I mean, it was great. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Every film you do is a whole new experience because you don't know. I mean, Magda Samanthi, a mate of mine, so I knew I was going to have a good time with her. But the truth is, you know, it's like starting going, you know, school camp. A better analogy is starting in a new school.
Yeah.
Because you're going to meet new people and you don't know how you're going to get along. For the most part, you expect things are going to go okay and everyone's going to be professional, but it doesn't mean you're going to all have similar likes or senses of humour.
Yeah.
But the truth is, Manu has become a mate and we've stayed mates since we filmed. Within 2 seconds, I knew we were going to get along. Julia Zemiro is fantastic. She's just just a good egg, a great human. And Nicholas Hammond is, he's film royalty, having been in Sound of Music, and just couldn't be a nicer person if he tried. So, I'm very aware that people always say this kind of stuff when they finish the film. I'm aware I'm an actor talking about cast, and people expect you to go, "Oh, they're wonderful," but I can honestly say we had a ball. I think anyone that's probably seen Julia Zemiro on TV and witnessed what Manu's like in person would have no reason to doubt us. So, from that point of view, it's great fun, but. The other thing that makes it great is Stephen Amos, the director, kind of let that vibe exist on set and wanted us to kind of have a bit of freedom in our performance. So we were allowed to sort of change little bits here and there as we went and do sort of stuff on the fly, add a little bit here and there. He'd let us try new things and that, I think, comes through on the screen. You don't always get that opportunity, all that freedom. Yeah. So from that point of view, the whole thing was a shitload of fun, to be honest.
Yeah, that's good to hear. It's always good when you talk to an actor or whatever and they say, yeah, they had a good time.
Yeah, look, in some films, as you also know, can be arduous. You know, they can be hard work, and this just isn't that case. You know, some of them can be, gosh, even, some TV can do it. You know, God, we're not filming Top Gear. You know, you spend a whole day on it trying to film one set up, but with this thing, it just wasn't arduous, and therefore it really was. It'll be one of the films we'll look back on and go, gosh, that was fun. I'd go back and do that again.
Plus, yeah, well, neat. Yeah, for sure. I don't think we'll compare the barbecue to, let's say, The Revenant. But
I didn't get dragged through the snow for 6 months on end. But at least then you didn't have to learn much dialogue.
Yeah, well, that's it. Definitely true there. So you also sung the theme song to the film.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Did you, like, say, I can sing
it? Well,
I
actually wrote it. No, the whole thing's completely reverse engineered from what people would think. I was never setting out to sing it. I was singing it. Me and a mate of mine, Tony Byrne, is a great musician. He's a mate of mine. He's also been a stand-in for me on two films. As you know, sometimes we have to go and get makeup changed or whatever, and they put someone in place so that while I'm getting changed or getting makeup checked, they can continue lighting or setting, lining up cameras. And Tony's been a mate of mine for a long while. And him and me, in little moments when him and me were sitting together waiting for other people to get ready, we started just singing this song, made up this song called The Barbecue. And in all honesty, it was going to really be for the rap party. And the director walked past and said, What's that? That sounds great. What are you doing now? And we said, well, we're just a bit of a joke for the rap party. And he said, but it actually sounds really good. That's really catchy. I like that. So next thing you know, we're recording it in a studio, and I thought it might end up in the background of something, and then it ended up in the movie, and it ended up in the closing credits, and it ended up in the trailer. And it sounds ridiculous, but they started playing it on radio now. And I don't know. Honestly, it was me and a mate having a bit of fun. There's him. All the voices on it are just him and me. And one other girl that helped on the crew who actually came in and sung in the background. But there's a whole bunch of voices on it, and about five of them are me, and about four of them are my mate Tony. And it's him on guitar. I'm even hitting me thigh for a backing track. I'm whacking my foot on a stool. And so the whole thing's literally just one guitar, a bass, and which Tony played as well, and him and me in a studio in Albury, Wodonga. So it really is. It surprises me more than anyone. I mean, I do a lot of singing, and I've sung in bands, and
yeah.
You know, I do theatre shows, and you know, I've won Helpman Awards for performances. But I didn't expect to be writing a song for the barbecue, I assure you.
Yeah, that's it. Now, obviously, there was some slight product placement in the film. Well, it's funny, there is.
But it's funny. I was just talking with someone recently about this the other day. That I don't think it's a mystery to anyone that every film has to be financed from somewhere, and the truth is, it comes a little bit from state government and a little bit from federal, and then for the most part, it comes from private investment after that.
Yeah.
But the truth was, I saw this script when it first in its first draft, well, probably second or third draft, and all of that was in there. The Julius Nero's character was working in a grocery store, and the thing was called a barbecue and was always going to be about a barbecue. And the marriage kind of was pretty obvious,
yeah,
to be honest,
sure.
That I've got a relationship with IGA. But, look, they're definitely there.
What I was going to ask was, did you get a free barbecue out of Barbecues Galore?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Now, do me a favour. Put the word yet up there in bold. But they've been great to us, and I'm, you know, if they've got a spare offset smoker, yeah. I'll be more than happy to have one in my house, trust me, because it's the way to cook meat.
Now, I've got to chat to Manu in a second, but before I do, what's coming up for you, mate? What's next for you?
What's next for me? I'm going to have a Coke Zero, and then after that, I might even have another chip. There's a leftover chip on the plate. But other than that, there's five films coming out at the start of this year for me, so I've got Guardians of the Tomb. Manu's giving me that look like, God, you're a bragger. He did ask. This time they asked me, I didn't have to yell this shit out. So Guardians of the Tomb is a film that's coming out, plus That's Not My Dog, which is a comedy with myself and Paul Hogan and Jim Owen and Limo and Fiona Loughlin and a whole bunch of us.
Yep.
And then there's a film, Nest of Kin is its working title, or Sibling Rivalry was what it's been listed as. Me and my brother have got a new film coming out in May, which is finished. And Ladies in Black, which is a thing directed by Bruce Beresford, which is coming out with Susie Porter and Rachel Taylor, a whole cast.
So are you going to give yourself a break for a bit, mate, or what? It sounds like you've been a bit busy.
Yeah, it's been a bit busy. Well, truth is, I've got another film. I've got two more TV shows to film in March and April, and then I've got another movie I'm doing as well. So, and I've got some theatre stuff as well. So it's another busy year this year, but it's all right. That's a very fortunate position for me to be in.
Well, it looks like we're going to be seeing a lot more of you, Shane, so I appreciate you having a quick chat. And, you can throw me over to Manu if you'd like.
I'll put you over to the man himself.
Thanks, mate.
The man everyone's been talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Manu Fidel.
Hello.
Hey, Manu. Darren, how are you going?
Not too bad, yourself.
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks for having a quick chat with me today.
No problem at all,
mate.
How's
everything going?
So far, so good. I'm touring with the funniest man in Australia, so it's pretty a good gig.
Well, obviously, you're no stranger in front of the camera, but how's this experience been for you?
I think it's been an amazing experience. Not something I thought it would ever happen in my life, but again, being the host of Naked Shrooms was a surprise to me as well when I started 9 years ago, and I'm still doing it. So it's been fantastic, and working with the cast that I worked with was fantastic. You know, Shiny is brilliant, is funny all the time. Magda has been fantastic too, and so Julia and also Nicholas. So we've had a great time together.
Have you got a bit of an acting bug now? You're looking at maybe doing some more?
I'm not going to search for it. If it comes to me, I might look at it and give it another go because I did enjoy doing it. But, you know, I'm not saying that it's going to become a career either, you know what I mean? So
yeah, well,
I don't know where it's going to... I don't know where it's going to take me, but if it happens again, I'll probably do it again.
Well, I expect that you're a little bit busy with everything else going on as well, with My Kitchen Rules and everything. So
yeah, it's a crazy life. But hearing what Shane's going through as well in his life, it's quite full on. I think when you're busy, you're just busy.
How did this script come to you? How did
I just got a call from my agent saying I've just had a very interesting conversation with Stephen Amis, who's a film director, and he's got a part for you. So I was like, what do you mean? She said, they want you in the movie. And so I met up with Stephen Amis, and I said, why me? He said, well, when I wrote the script, there was a French chef in there, and there was no option than to offer you the job because I've been watching you on the screen and I think you can do it. And I said, but I've got no experience of acting. He said, don't worry, man, we'll make it happen. So I love a challenge. So I thought, why the heck not?
Manu, I'll let you go there because obviously you guys are flat out. But I appreciate you taking the time, and good luck with the release of the film and everything else going on.
Cheers, mate. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Manu.
Devin Darren Dazza Cook, a non-professional chef, and the only one solely cooking on a backyard barbecue.
Do you think the Anzacs got to Kokoda and just said, oh, that hill's a bit big, I don't think I can do that?
The barbecue is your canvas. Low, slow cooking to trap in the flavour and the juices.
It's a barbecue. An Aussie barbecue.
What is it with you and sharp
it's
things?
Barbie, it's a party, it's fair income and true blue. Barbecue, it's what we do. An Aussie barbecue.
The barbecue. Grill it, and they will come.
So you can take your fancy smoker, and if it doesn't fit, fold it.